Hey, hey, welcome to the Resilient Entrepreneur, Thriving Despite the Trials, the podcast where we explore the challenges of building and promoting a business while healing from trauma. Now, whether you're recovering from personal, family, military, or generational trauma, this is a space for entrepreneurs striving to thrive despite life's emotional challenges. Today's episode explores what it means to start and run a business while healing. Trauma doesn't have to be recent in order to be a challenge. Often, triggers happen when least expected. Let's talk about the emotional, mental, and practical aspects, and most importantly, how to find balance and success in both healing and business. Trauma can be any deeply distressing experience from childhood trauma. Something associated with losing a loved one, military trauma, or going through a significant hardship. In October of 2024, the CDC reported in a 10-year study that 64% of Americans experience an adverse childhood experience, often referred to as ACE. In 2020, more than 20,000 workers experienced trauma from non-fatal workplace violence. And the DoD reported that 7% of military experience post-traumatic stress. And the VA reported that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 50 men responded yes that they experienced MST during screenings. These numbers are pretty big and only represent those who have reported or ones that were discovered. The negative effects of trauma include mental health issues, substance abuse, and intergenerational transmission. Those who have experienced trauma have a higher rate of resiliency, which may sound like a good thing, but I'm not entirely convinced of that. The effects of trauma doesn't just disappear when you start a business. In fact, many entrepreneurs carry emotional scars into their business endeavors, which can both fuel their passion and at times hold them back. In a book by Dr. Vanderkolk, The Body Keeps a Score, trauma not only affects your emotional well-being, but also your physical body, influencing how you interact with the world and, by extension, how you run your business. But the good news, hope and healing, it gives us the opportunity to envision new possibilities. So what are the main challenges entrepreneurs face while healing from trauma? In a study I read recently, Negative Life Events in Entrepreneurship, it explores a relationship between adversity and entrepreneur behaviors. They emphasize that the emotional and psychological impact of adverse events is not one size fits all. Rather, individuals respond differently based on their psychological resilience, their support systems, and access to resources. The need for resources from SBA and nonprofits who support both new and existing entrepreneurs can determine a successful outcome. The Small Business Administration is a great place to start. Their website is packed full of information on how to start a business, planning, and launching. SCORE is another resource. It's the nation's largest network of volunteer expert business mentors, and it offers area-specific advice at no cost. I have found over the years that using SCORE is really helpful because sometimes when you're looking for an answer to questions or you need a little help, if you're new to a specific kind of business venture, talking to a SCORE mentor really gives you some insights, especially to those questions like taxes and what permits and those really small details that you just can't find when you're Googling. In addition to the SBA, Small Business Administration, I've used the following veteran-specific resources. I am a veteran. I've been out for quite some time. The nice thing about veteran resources are you just have to be a veteran. It doesn't matter if you got out yesterday or 40 years ago. resources are available. So make sure you're reaching out, not just your veteran resources that I'll be mentioning, but also reach out to a veteran service officers. Those are really helpful as well. And those can help you broadly, not just in your business. So, Veteran Entrepreneur Portal, Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship, VWISE, that's a big title, great program. CalTAP, Entrepreneurship Pathway. CalTAP, I wasn't part of any program, but they have a very extensive website. And so that's another really good resource. VWISE was great for having peers that were part of the program. And so in addition to the speakers, you have fellow veterans in business. So that's a really good program to get into as well. The Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF. It's the first interdisciplinary national institute focused on social, economic, educational, and policy issues impacting veterans and their families. It's a really great program with a ton of resources. Check that one out too. All these links are on our website. In a dissertation study, I found what is the impact of healing adverse childhood experiences on entrepreneurial intentions by Shabella McFashion, examining how healing childhood adversities impacts entrepreneur journeys. The connection between entrepreneurial success and unaddressed childhood traumas are evident in the barriers they create, such as low self-efficacy and resilience that lead to poor decision-making, anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Things that we hear often associated with trauma. This is further example that childhood trauma might lead to issues with self-worth, making it hard to assert yourself in business negotiations. Or if you've experienced betrayal or abandonment, trusting business partners can be really difficult. These emotional barriers can limit your growth if they're not addressed. I think we've all been in positions where we just feel like we don't belong. We feel like we're not smart enough, or there's other people out there who can do this. Why am I here? Why am I a leader? Those are the questions that can eat at you. And it's important to stop those thought processes so you can move forward, because you are smart. You can do it. You are capable. So we've discussed the challenges. Let's talk about coping mechanisms. What can you do to manage the demands of entrepreneurship while healing from trauma? In an article by Dean Shepherd, Practical Advice for Entrepreneurs, rebuilding our assumptions about who we are based on the trauma we've experienced is important. By separating ourselves from trauma and removing it as the definition of who we are. To me, this rings a familiar bell of imposter syndrome. All authors mentioned in today's podcast have a similar undertone of taking time and getting help. In today's world, we have many opportunities of getting help. Dialing 988 is the quickest access to support. If you're a veteran, you dial 988 and you select 1. They also have text and chat support. Pursuing our passions also help in not only the joy associated with that, but providing motivation and momentum. However, you want to make sure that you're getting resources to help the other side of that. Not all resources are just business resources. So remember, 988 or 988, select 1. The article, Negative Life Events in Entrepreneurship, delves into the idea of post-traumatic growth, something I had not heard before, and how individuals find strength and opportunity for personal development following a traumatic event. This occurs through developing new understandings of self and environment in order to relate to others. We see people who've gained personal strength, spiritual change, and develop a greater sense of self-competence. This does not mean that if you have not experienced post-traumatic growth, that you never will. It's about learning new skills and trying to get a better understanding of yourself. So here are a couple examples of ways to balance your healing with the demands of starting a business. The first one is setting realistic goals. Healing takes time, and so does building a business. Setting attainable goals for both by breaking tasks into manageable pieces helps to not feel overwhelmed. I love the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown. It has been an excellent resource for me to learn how to focus on what truly matters and not get bogged down by unnecessary tasks. Sometimes I find myself overwhelmed because I'm far too deep in the details. Like, I am down a rabbit hole, and sometimes it's hard to come out of that. Embracing the idea that we cannot do it all has helped me to better lead by sharing the load. Setting realistic goals can be accomplished through these three steps. Explore, eliminate, and execute. Explore and evaluate every opportunity, task, and request to ensure that it is essential. Eliminate distractions and saying no gracefully without guilt. And execute a system of simplified processes and routines that further your goals and loosen your load. I have found that these three concepts work very well for me, both personally and in business, because the more I take on, the less able I am to focus on the individual goals. So prioritizing self-care is another important thing to do. Running on empty isn't sustainable, but by building self-care into your daily routine, you can begin to see changes in how you feel. This doesn't have to be complicated. This doesn't have to be spa days. This can be what works for you. This can be 10 minutes of meditation or prayer or just sitting in quiet, going for a walk around the neighborhood, or simply taking time to unplug. And that one is really hard, especially for me, just putting the phone on do not disturb and just taking some time, a real break. Self-care doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to have boundaries, especially if you work from your home. If you have a home office, set the work hours and stick to them. Shut your door, put a curtain over the workspace in the corner of your living room, do not pick up the laptop. Do not check an email. Take a weekend off from your hustle. It's hard to do when you work from home, but very important to take real actual breaks. Something that you would expect your employees to follow. Time management is key for me and my ability to maintain some balance. I have a paper planner, and in my paper planner, I put things like self-care, goal tracking, devotional time, journaling time. I may not get everything done, but it does serve as a reminder to take a moment for myself. Writing them down, putting up a sticky note, making a reminder to take some time out for yourself. That is key. And a third step is communicating boundaries. Whether that's with clients, employees, or even family, setting clear boundaries is essential. Trauma survivors often struggle with this, but learning to say no is a powerful tool for maintaining our mental health. It is for me. It's important to me to be able to find some sort of boundary and balance. Because as a reminder, there are ways to say no with grace. Dave Ramsey's book, Entree Leadership, is another favorite of mine. It elaborates that open and transparent communication is necessary for success. This especially applies to communicating what your boundaries are with your team, your clients, and other businesses you interact with. He also emphasizes that personal development is key to effective leadership. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that healing from trauma while starting a business is a unique journey. The key takeaway here is that healing and entrepreneurship are not mutually exclusive. By setting realistic goals, prioritizing self-care, and building healthy resilience, you can thrive in both your personal recovery and your business. It's all about finding the balance that works for you. I also wanted to emphasize the two books that I really love, and that is Essentialism and Entre Leadership, both excellent books, and I think checking those out will be worth your while. Those can be found at the library. Don't discount the library for a great free resource of helping your business grow. And don't forget that if you're in crisis, please seek help, 988, and select 1 if you're a veteran. And they also have text and chat support. I've put the link to this on the website and on the individual episodes. They have a website as well. Thank you for joining me today on Resilient Entrepreneur. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to subscribe and check out our other episodes on entrepreneurship and overcoming life's toughest challenges. So until next time, keep persevering and keep